Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
The most exciting part of Glass Onion, a Knives Out mystery, occurs during the closing credits when the Beatles song Glass Onion is heard. The song, written and sung by John Lennon, is a jokey, lyrical grab bag of references to other Beatles songs. It inspired the movie's title. The movie, a sequel of sorts that is not a sequel to Glass Onion, released in 2019, is also a grab bag of references, in this case, pun intended, to the whodunit genre, made famous by Agatha Christie, the English author who wrote 66 detective novels, many of which were adapted for popular movies, including Murder on the Orient Express, Death on the Nile, and 10 Little Indians. Rian Johnson, writer-director of Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery, is a big Agatha Christie fan. Johnson, director of Glass Onion, Star Wars Episode VIII, The Last Jedi, Looper, and Brick, is also a fan of Murder, She Wrote. In Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery, Daniel Craig is back as Detective Benoit Blanc. This time, he's on the case of a tech billionaire, Miles, played by Edward Norton, who invites a group including Janelle Monáe, Catherine Hahn, Leslie Odom Jr., Jessica Henwick, Madeline Klein, Kate Hudson, and David Bautista to play a murder mystery game at his lavish island estate dubbed the Glass Onion. The problem with Glass Onion the movie is that there is too much plot. The plot is plotting. There are more red herrings here than at a seafood restaurant. Add to this, lackluster and cliched characters written as if they are stick figures, and you have not a whodunit, but rather a who cares about it. To top it off, Daniel Craig, so wonderful as 007 James Bond, attempts a southern United States accent that makes him sound like Foghorn Leghorn, the cartoon rooster from Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies. Do not accuse this reviewer of having the Knives Out for Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery. I very much enjoyed the original Knives Out, and Knives Out 3 is scheduled for release in 2024. Here's hoping it will be much sharper. Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery is MPAA rated PG-13 for strong language, some violence, sexual material, and drug content. Opening January 4, A Man Called Otto, rated PG-13. Mark Forster directs Tom Hanks in the drama comedy. A widower has given up on life and becomes a grump. Then he befriends a family that moves in nearby. Call it Forrest Grump. Opening January 6, Women Talking, rated PG-13. Sarah Polley directs Rooney Mara, Claire Foy, Jesse Buckley, Frances McDormand, Judith Ivey, and Ben Whishaw in the drama. The faith of a religious community is tested. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.